This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. One of South Florida's top business leaders runs one of the nation's cheapest airlines. That would be Spirit. The CEO is Ben Baldanza. Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be with you.
Now, your airline has been called the dollar store of the sky, and I wonder if you agree with that assessment.
Well, I think we might have been the ones who tried to coin that because we've tried to use that with people to help understand. You know, people have tended to look at airlines as a very homogenous thing of every airline's the same, and we said, no, that's not really true. And people seem to understand that in retail. People get that, you know, there's a difference between a Nordstrom and a Target and a Walmart and a dollar store, and so we've tried to use that retail analogy. Sometimes we say we're the McDonald's as well. But what we're trying to do is offer the lowest possible price to consumers. And that means that we do things a little bit differently than a lot of other airlines.
You charge a lot of fees for things that most airlines include with the price of their ticket, which allows you then to charge less for the ticket, right?
Well, yeah, and we think of it as creating more optionality for customers because what we do is we strip out all the things that can be a decision point for the customer, like whether you take bags or not, or if you want to pick where you sit on the plane or not, or whether you're going to eat on the plane or not.
Do you think that model, though, has gone too far? I mean, charging people for overhead bins now.
If you ask, have we gone too far in terms of the unbundling, meaning services or things that used to be considered part of a core fare, then we probably are almost at the limit of that because it's hard to imagine that, you know, our fares pretty much include the right to get on the plane and get off at the other end, you know, and have a, you know, a safe and on-time flight, and that's about it. And so there's not really much else we could take out of that, we think.
One of the reasons we're down here in Florida this week is to focus on the new American dream in 2013. And I'm wondering, do you think that travel, that leisure travel for everyone, is still part of the American dream?
Well, you know, travel is a fundamental right, I think, in our country. And so I think finding ways for people to travel more often and more affordably is really important. And it gives people more options in their life. In South Florida, especially, as you know, there are large communities of people who have affinities outside of the United States. And,
right.
You know, in Latin America, Caribbean, so on, other parts of the world. And so by being able to connect those markets with much lower fares than if traditionally been charged. It allows grandparents to see their kids more often, people to come see the doctor they want to see more often, things like that. And that's good too.
Ben Baldanza is the CEO of Spirit Airlines. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks a lot. It's a love marketplace.